بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. From the scholars of Islam, Imam Nawawi rahimullah was noted for his piety, his master in the fiqh of Imam Shafi rahimullah. From the various books that he compiled, one famous one is known as Riyadu Salihin. Riyad means garden or gardens. So in this kitab, what he did is, he put it in such chapters that each chapter is like a flower. Or it's a garden itself. That's why gardens of the Salihin. So each chapter is like, normally in a garden you have flowers. So we would have understood each chapter to be one flower in the garden. But he makes it that no, each is a garden in itself. So I will explain to you one chapter. And we must see in the month of Ramadan, which is the real time to be a gardener. To try to see, can we create this garden? It would have been one flower, but the way he has shown it, it's not a flower. This itself is a garden in itself. That if you got one thing itself, you got the whole. So we make an effort to water one garden, one flower, which is a garden in itself. During the day of Ramadan, it is called holding back. Holding back, we normally use the word for it in Arabic, imsak, hold back. But another word you can use is sabr. So this is this garden, this flower. And I will explain to you like how unique this flower is. And then we see in Ramadan if we can learn how to water it. Normally people, when you tell them be patient, it's like a very evil thing, difficult thing. They don't want to be patient. They become upset, angry. And a person normally will say to you, you're not going through what I'm going. So one hadith that he brings in this chapter was, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks past a woman, and she is crying because someone beloved to her passed away. On that occasion when you're crying, you don't want anyone to tell you anything. Like, you're upset. And many people, when someone passes away, they think it's a demand of love that I must show hurt. So some people who can't cry, they become sad. Why am I not crying? Whereas in Islam, Islam was so natural that some people don't cry. So if your father passed away and you never cry, you don't have to cry. It is not the demand of love. If tears come out naturally, it's natural. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's child. Yes. His child passed away. So he kept the child in his hand and he started crying. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you also cry. Like you are so strong." So he said, "This is mercy which Allah has kept in the heart of a person. Sometimes it comes out." He said, but our tongue will never say that which makes Allah angry. Sometimes a woman, her husband passes away, and she thinks the demand of love is that I mustn't live now. So she stops cooking, she stops talking. Because in her mind is, if I behave normal, people will say, that means you never loved your husband. Because where's this pain? A person passed away in the era of Nubuwah. The wife said, I will cry so much that the people will talk. What a man he must have been that the wife cried so much. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the news of this. He forbade her. That there's no such thing like this. That overdo it. So the demand of love, if anyone had a chance to say, my beloved passed away, my life must change now, it would have been Aisha radiallahu anha. It would have been Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. They really had love. They gave their lives. But when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after seeing the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Immediately he had to stand up and give such a khutbah that put everyone at ease. It was his famous khutbah where he made the people calm. At such a time to give a khutbah to show what was the demand of love. That my Nabi left a mission behind, I have to carry on that mission. If I have to say I loved him so much, now I'll go in a depression, now I can't do work. So to be able to be patient is not a musibat. That woman was crying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past. He said, be patient. She did not recognize him, so she turned around and she became upset. And she said, you're not going through what I'm going through. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not reply, he carried on. Someone said to her, how could you say that? Do you not know this is the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? She never knew. Now she felt bad. So she goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now and she finds, she even says, and I came there, I thought, how could he be like, I was expecting a king. People around him, so many people protecting him. Here one normal person came to me. I never thought he could be Allah's Nabi. She says, when I came to the house also, I found there was no doorkeeper. I said, what kind of like king this is? And then she went, she got permission and from... She asked, she said, I came to ask for forgiveness. I never knew you were the Nabi of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa I would never have said this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously forgave her, but he said a sentence, innama sabru inda sadmatil ula. That remember, true sabr is at the time when you just get knocked. What was meant by this here is, from that time when I met you at the grave, till now, how much time have passed? So how come now you can be so normal? Which means you could have been normal then also. Because the man still passed away, he never come alive now. That you said the pain is gone because he came alive. How you were normal now and you're saying, you know, I never recognized you, I never knew you, had I known, I wouldn't. So few minutes ago or one day ago, you could have also made the sabr. The only thing is that now in front of me, you are able to control yourself. And there you never want to control. Not that you are unable to control. This is the meaning of sabr. Lot of times when a person is angry, he's angry with his wife. He says, I'm going to now finish you up. This is the end now. No more. So he said, I can't control myself. But at that same moment, if someone knocks on the door, same moment, she just stop. Say, who's there? Then they'll go quickly and they'll say, you know, that one Mohana came, that like his sheikh came. Suddenly he'll just change his whole attitude. He'll go to his wife and he say, you know what, let's just forget about whatever happened. You know, I got some visitors, you'll make some tea. She'll wonder, like, you couldn't control yourself. You were going to actually, like, slaughter me. And now you're asking for tea. What happened? And now he can't say there's someone at the door. But what it meant is you could control yourself. Otherwise, you're supposed to open the door, tell the sheikh, you know what, I'm angry now. Just come back after 5 minutes. But you never do that. We all know. This thing of sabr is something that you can do it. A lot of times your nafs don't want to do it. That's all. Because in front of a bigger power, suddenly it happens. So there's no one out of control. It's just that we don't like to make sabr. Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula. When you got knocked the first time, that is the time when you must be patient. Otherwise, later on, conditions will come which you will definitely be patient. But there no one will say, wow, like what a patient person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his companions on what a level. They reached very high in sabr. Me and you must also water this flower. It will become a garden. It will give such a fragrance. I will end on one more incident and you will see what the sabr can give. Ummu Sulaym radiallahu anha is a famous sahabiya. Every part of her life was unique. But the one that Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions is that when the child of Ummu Sulaym and her husband Abu Talha became sick, Ummu Sulaym made a law with her husband that I want you to be the khadim of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her son was Anas radiallahu anhu, She said, you are the Nabi of Allah's Khadim. She handed him over. But she wanted her husband also to be a Khadim. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not ever go on a journey except that Abu Talha went with, and Abu Talha returned. Umm Sulaim never ever would allow him to stay behind. But on this occasion, the child is not well. Umm Sulaim says that, see, I'm looking after the child. Your being here, not being here, is not going to make any difference. You go out, I'll look after your child. My child it is. And Abu Talha goes. While he is gone, the child passes away. Normally, that's the time you say, I need my husband. Call my husband. I need my husband. I need support. Again, the sentence, I need support is a thing. If you want to, you can also say, I don't need support. Allah is my support. A person likes to show their pain too much, sometimes over the limit. The person is not in depression, he'll push himself in depression. Just to show, I'm very hurt, I'm very hurt. So she said to the people, do not even inform Abu Talha. The reason is that he's already on the journey. How is he going to manage to come back? The only thing that will happen now is, he'll be sad during the journey. Otherwise the child already passed away. He's coming back right now, he's not going to change anything. He's not going to change. A friend of mine, his mother passed away in one place. So as soon as he got the message, his mother passed away, he left. So he's telling me that, you know, I drove that day, like I don't know what you all call miles, we call kilometers. So normally the speed limit is like 120 and that's like good speed, but he's driving like 160, 170, 180. So he says, you know how fast I got there. So what I wanted to ask him, like, but what difference did it make getting there fast? Like, had she been not well and you had to get there to take a hospital, I understood. But now she passed away already. Your driving so fast would only have resulted in maybe all of you all passing away also. Then there could have been two janazas, like. But the only reason he drove so fast was to show his wife next to him, my mother, that is my mother. But you don't have to show, because you put everyone's life at stake. Everyone's life. So sometimes man, in his desire to show feeling, sometimes he loses a thought that, do I really need to show it? Or do I go slowly and on the way I start reading Quran now? Because I said that my mother passed away. I start reading Quran. And but I get there, still I have to do the janazah. Getting there faster is not going to help anything. So Umm Sulaim radiallahu anha said, no one tells him, because it's the same, he's going to come back on the same time. He's not going to come back earlier. They're out on a far journey. When Abu Talha returned, she said, no one must tell him until I tell him. Because now he passed away already. Abu Talha came, the first thing he asked, how is my son? But looking at the mother so calm, he would never have thought the child passed away. Never. So she said a sentence that he is more relaxed now than he ever was. Askan makan. Which normally means he's in sukoon, meaning he's not in pain anymore. And Abu Talha got so happy. What he thought is the sickness has come down, the child is sleeping nicely. What she meant is, my child is by Allah. He'll never have to have worry after this. What you worried about? So then she brought food for him. Then she spoke to him. And then because the man comes back from journey, she presented herself to him. And a man normally will have time with his wife. After that day, she says, I got a question to ask you. It's troubling me one, masala. He says, what's that masala? She says, some people wanted something, they needed something from a nearby locality. The people of that locality gave it, and for long they never asked for it back. But for some reason now they need it back. So they sent a message to locality one that, can we have our item back? And locality one got irritated, upset. And they said, why? Abu Talha said, how can they do a thing like that? How can they do a thing like that? It's not theirs. Then Umm Sulaim said, oh my husband, be patient. This is Babu Sabar. She says, indeed Allah gave us a gift for a while also, we enjoyed it. And when Allah said He wants it back, it's only right that we give it back. And he asks, what are you saying? She says, your child passed away. He got upset. He said, you left me in the state that I in the ending became dirty. Meaning I had relations with you. How did you do that? But what she knew, if he had to come back and she said, your child passed away, even his hunger would have gone. His desire would have gone. The child passed away. In the morning he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, whatever would trouble them. So he mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shocked. He says, your wife went to that level, like. He said, you had relations with her last night. That's the highest level of sabr. This narration, I think everyone will want to tell their wives after that. Because a lot of times the wife says, I'm not in a mood today, like, just leave me. This is like the highest level. He said, you had relations with her. He said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that relation may Allah put blessings. This is the barakah of sabr. From that relation, Allah tabarak ta'ala allowed a child to be born. They picked up, it was from that same dua that a child was born. That child which comes in the kitabs, one narrator says, I saw the children of that child, 10 of them. All of them had become unique scholars of Islam. All of them. But what created, that's why Imam Nawawi rahimullah never called it one flower. He called it, the sabr is a garden in itself. You will plant this one and you will see what a garden of Islam will be created. In Ramadan, we learning the sabr. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow me and you learn how to water it. It is not something sour, it's a very unique flower. If the one who got it will get unique happiness of Almighty Allah, your garden will just flourish. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in His special kindness bless every one of us with sabr jameel, with the unique sabr, the ability to stay away, to make sabr from evil, the ability to make sabr on difficulties, the ability to be patient on the obedience of Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.